I love athletes because they're cocky. I like that. I appreciate a good cocky human being. A lot of people don't like that. And I'll never understand people not liking cocky athletes, or at least expecting them to be humble. It doesn't make any sense to me. Especially like LeBron James. People act like they're just taken aback at his arrogance. Oh my God, LeBron, how could he be so cocky? How could he be so arrogant? I'm like, I don't know, maybe because when he was 15, they put him on the cover of an international sports magazine with the headline, "The Chosen One." Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why he believes in himself. Before he had a high school diploma, he had Jesus's nickname. That could be why he's feeling himself a little bit. I told that joke in Missouri, and a sweet Christian woman came up to me after the show. She was like, you know, that was a funny joke about LeBron, but we called Jesus the Chosen One, and he was still very humble. Why can't LeBron do it? We called Jesus the Chosen One. He was humble. Why can't LeBron? And I was like, look, lady, I don't believe Jesus was humble. She was like, what? Have you read the book? And I was like, the Cliff Notes, okay. I know the Bible says Jesus was humble, but I look at actions. I don't look at words. And from what I know about Jesus, that dude spent his whole life walking around saying stuff and then being like, write that down. Yeah. That was a good one. Write that down. Write that down and tell everyone I said it forever. And if they don't like it, they can go to hell. How's that sound? That's... it's not how humble people behave.